Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our good buddy Steve Martin back on the show. Steve's an original member of our Brain Trust. He's deposited an incredible wealth of information to us over the years on how to do a better job of running our business, especially in the area of being profitable, making more profits. He's the author of Instant Profits. How about that? You don't have to wait on his profits. They're instant. And he's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. It's always great to be with you and your listeners.
Glad to have you back. You know, Steve, there are as you may know, over the last quite a long time, I've been reporting on various polls of the small business sector on you know, the level of optimism or the level of pessimism, depending on how you want to look at it. And more recently, in the last year or so, one of the things we found is that about 25% of the people are really having a hard time. About 50% of the people are kind of just hanging in there, and they're doing okay. They're not in jeopardy, but they'd like to do better. And about 25% are actually doing great. They're saying, what recession? Now, as I think about those people, I think about the industries that are just the timing is just right for those industries. But some of those people have got to have discovered something that where they've made something out of nothing. I mean, they've identified a way, even if they're not in the best industries. Some of those people have decided, you know what, we're gonna go after the opportunity. We're gonna find opportunity maybe where other people miss it. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's definitely the case, Jim. And those statistics don't surprise me very much. A quarter not doing well, a quarter doing great, and the other half kind of sitting in the middle. And I think that's typical in almost any group, in almost any economy. But certainly with the global recession, that's really put the squeeze on the people on the bottom side of that bottom quarter that aren't doing well. But it really creates opportunities for the people on the top. And you wonder why they are different from everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of those big differences, Jim, is that they're open to looking for and testing opportunities that come their way. And it's just that mental state, that ability, that willingness to at least look at what's going on and look for an opportunity that makes a difference for them.
Well, I think you're right, and they might be doing something that my audience has heard me say 1,000 times to the point where they may be tired of hearing me say it, but I'm not tired of saying it, and so they're in trouble. And that is this: it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it.
Exactly. That's just such good wisdom, Jim, and you can keep on saying it.
Well, isn't it? I mean, isn't that the key to the 21st century business? Is, you know, people are always going to want ice cream. People are still going to need shoelaces, but they use it, they acquire it, they think about it, and in different ways, don't they? And so you got to make adjustments in the way you deliver that ice cream or the meatloaf or the tires or whatever.
Sure, that's exactly right. And you know what? If they want red shoelaces one week and green the next, if you're staying in tune, keeping your finger on the pulse of the marketplace, you'll know what color shoelaces
right.
to provide. That's,
right.
that's the key. And I hate to say it, but some of those really, really successful businesses are looking at the ones that aren't so successful, and they're picking up what the others are dropping. in terms of market share and in terms of service and product, and just staying on top of what the market's doing.
Well, and not only that though, Steve, is in what I'm calling the age of the customer, where the customer has as much information as they need, and sometimes as much as the seller has, as the business has, the customer is figuring this out on their own because of the way companies are presenting what they're offering or failing to do so. And that's what I want to talk about when we come back. I want to talk about how customers really, I mean, you talked about one company picking off other companies, but I think the customers are doing some of that. We're going to talk about that after these messages with our good friend Steve Martin. Steve, give us your website, please. I think it's profitpro.us. We'll be right back with Steve Martin. 20 Till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.